In my memory, Yeye was always alone in his room, playing cards. In the afternoons, he played Go. In the evening, Mahjong. Before dinner, he always clapped his hands and said, in English, "Hallo, hallo, eat!" The other English word he knew was monster. I remember the green jacket he wore in his photos from his first visit to Los Angeles. One day, in the winter, when I was 2 or 3 years old and living in Hefei, I watched him walk out with a plastic bag to fill with snow for us to play with. From the balcony overhead, I could see the footsteps trailing behind him, and the green jacket. In the Hefei apartment, I spent several days paging through old photos. My Yeye as a soldier in black and white, and then in full color, swinging in a hammock in the U.S., grinning over a deck of pinup cards on the carpet, sitting on the front step of a very American porch. The pictures of him when he was younger filled me with a sense of loss. The family joke had always been how robust he was, how healthy despite his age and all his drinking and smoking. He could walk for miles, his back never drooping. Instead of talking to him, I looked through what was left of his writings. I found 2 essays, including an autobiographical piece he wrote when he was 86, titled My Legacy, which looked back on his life. From the time my memory begins, my most enduring impression is of my father lying sick in his bed. He began. I constantly brewed herbal medicine for him, drained the dregs, washed out the jars. One night, my mother woke me suddenly. My father had already been carried outside and his body placed onto a wooden board. His head faced north. At his side was a burning dusk-yellow rushlight, and my mother was wailing, exhorting us children to quickly call out to our father, to not let him go. At the end of the essay, he reflected, "From 1940, when I enlisted in the new Fourth Army, until now, history has leapt 70 years.